Okay, today's Daf Ayin Gimel. We're on Daf Ayin Gimel. We're on the second line of Daf Ayin Gimel. And we said, the Gemara asked a question yesterday. The question was, the Mishnah said that if an animal got mixed up with 10,000 animals, all 10,001 animals have to die. And the Gemara said, asked the question, why? How about Bidl Barov? And we said, what did we answer? What answer did we give to that question? What? We didn't get that answer. We didn't get that answer at all. We said it's Davar Chashuv. That was one answer. One answer we said was Davar Chashuv. Right?
That's a berry, isn't it?
What? No, we didn't give the answer to Davar Chashuv at all. We said you want to say it's Davar Chashuv, it only works if you hold that some items are Davar Chashuv. But if you hold only items that are only and always sold individually, like a piano, not animals, then why isn't it a bottle? That was the question we answered yesterday. There we asked yesterday. We gave one answer. We'll start again from the answer. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa answered on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Amar Rav Papa, Hai Tana Taina Delitra Ksiosu. This Tana of our Mishnah that said you have to kill all the animals, all the animals have to die, not bottle Barov, that is the author of the Tana of the leader of figs. The Amar, Davar Shieshbo, Davar, Kol Davar Shieshbo Minyan, anything that's sold by a number, Afilu B'Durabanam Lo Batal, it's never Batal, V'chol Shken Daraisa. For sure, Daraisa, it's not Batal. So, in a Chanami, if you hold, like, Rabbi Yochanan, the only thing, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, or Shlokish, Rabbi Yochanan, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, in a Chanami, Rabbi Yochanan held that the Mishnah, that Mishnah in Orla was read that only things like pianos are batal. Ein achanami, the animal's batal.
Are not batal.
Ein achanami, the animal's batal. Ein achanami. He's not a Tana, he's an Amora. But whichever Tana he would explain, that Mishnah, ein achanami would say it's not a problem. It's batal. According to Rish Lakish, it's not batal. According to this, the Amorayim. What Tana said that? So there's another Tana, if Papa found another Tana, that said that even items that are any item sold is not batal. Where'd that come from? This Mishnah, the Tanya. It says here it's a Brisa, although it could be a Mishnah in Terumos. What? It says it doesn't say Mishnah? The Tanya, Litra Ktios. Now, I have to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure what is going on here. Because I don't know, I don't understand the metzias of this case. Litra ketzios. A liter, which is a measure, of ketzios, shadarsa al pi igel. What happened was they would take figs, and they would press them into a cake, and igel is the mold, that they would press it into a cake. And then, they would make slices like you slice a piece of cake. So, and one of them is truma. You have truma figs, which can't be eaten by non-kohen. So litra ktios, a liter of ktios, shadarsa, that you pressed it, al piya eagle, into a mold, ve'eni yadeya be'ezi eagle. And you don't know which eagle it's pressed into. In other words, you have 100 molds. One of them is truma. The other 99 are not. You don't know where it is. It got mixed up. Or, that again. Next one. Darsa al pichavis. You pressed it onto the mouth of a barrel, which also is like a mold, right? The eni adeya be'ezachavis, and you don't know which barrel you did that to. The case number three, it's all the same case. Darsa al pi kiveres. If you did it on a beehive, it doesn't mean a beehive with bees. It means a basket type of a hive, looked like a hive, but it's really a basket, and you pressed it into the basket. The eni adeya be'ezachiveres darsa, and you don't know which basket you did it in. So you have 100 baskets. One of them is truma, 99 or not. You don't know which one it is. So what do? L'chora, do we say it's batel barov? So, Rav Meir said like this. There's a machlokes, what the machlokes is. So Rav Meir said, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rav Meir said that Rabbi Eliezer said, Rowan is hal yonos. You look at the upper one. What upper one? What's going on here? What upper one? So what I think is going on is, I think that in the barrel, they would make a cake, and then underneath, there'd be other molds. And there's no shaila that those ones underneath are not truma. So is it really fair to throw those ones into the suffik? No, because I know those are not truma. The top one I'm not sure about. That's what I think it means. So, Remeir Omer, so Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rowan Atel Yonos, Ki'ilu, Hain, Prudos. Look at the upper ones, they're separated, they're different. Why are they different? Because I know the lower ones are not truma. There's no shaila about that. So how could that be? I have a suffik, I have 100, 1,000. I don't have 1,000. You don't have 1,000 that are a suffik, you have a few. The upper ones, a few, not 1,000, not 100. Fatachtonos, malos, es helionos. And the lower ones will help the upper ones. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Roanos okilehain prudos, afalpi, she'en kan kuf pumin, shall kuf kelim, shall heter, levat ha'iser, levatel ha'iser, even though you don't have enough, you don't have enough suffik to be mevatel the iser, because you don't have 100 of those, right? Vatachtonim, einon b'chal ha'suffik, the bottom ones are not part of the suffik. Lid starif, imhel yonos levatlon, to be mitstarif with the upper ones, why is it not a suffik? Because I know those are not truma. I know those are not. I'm not 100% sure what's the case. But somehow you have these molds on top, and those are, one of them is truma, I don't know.
Because the first ones you press are the ones that are possible.
Right, and then the ones underneath.
If you pop it off the top.
What do you mean underneath? What does it mean underneath?
It goes around, like this.
Uh-huh, and they keep just making molds.
As you go down.
Uh-huh.
Top ones you pull off, you know those are the ones that are on suffix. So the bottoms, you know, are not.
Right. So even though the top ones are suffik, the bottom ones are not a suffik. I know those are not truma. Only the top ones. How many top ones are there? Not 100. The shear for bittel berov by truma is 100. Not 100 of them. With the bottom ones, I have much more than 100. But those are not part of the suffik. So anyway, says Rabbi Eliezer, Rowin es kol halitros hatachtonos velionos shebechol hakelim prudos. Look at every single one as if it's distinct. Vizu mu'uravos bekulam, and then it's one big mixture. The tachtonos mitzarfos lahalos es elyonos shebechol pum v'pum, and then the lower ones can combine with each mouth. Pum means the mouth of the upper ones, and give you a bittel. What kind of magic is that? Are we doing that? What? What do you mean? No, but in order to have bittel barov, you have to have a suffix. If you don't have a suffix, it's not bittel barov. Right? If you see the treif hot dog floating in your challenge, oh, it's bittel. No, it's not. You know it's not. It's not a suffix. Right? So what exactly is the heter here? Maybe we'll see it in a minute.
Heters, they're all figs.
What?
They're all figs, all pushed together.
So that's what Meir said, or really Eliezer said. What? No, but it's not a suffix.
Of course it is. The suffix is, you don't know which ones are no good.
Okay. Rabbi Shua argues on that, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shua Omer, im yesh mea pumin yalu. If you have 100 suffik on the mouth of the barrel, then it's bittel barov. Vim lav hapumin asurin. If not, the usur. Why? It's not bittel barov. They don't have enough. Why? He's not counting those lower ones. Okay? How are we going to get from this to in case of animals? We're going to get there. Right? The hashulayim mutarin. The underneath ones are for sure mutar, because they don't think about those either. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda says, that's what Meir said, a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Different words. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im yesh sham kuf pumin, yalu. If you have 100 barrels, so you have 100 mouths, and there's a suffik in one of them, it's bittel barov. V'im lav, and if not, ha'pumen asurin. The mouths are usur. Why? Not bittel barov. Rabbi Yoshua says, afil im yesh sham shalosh meos pumin. Even if you have 300 lo yalu, it's not going to become, bittel. Why not?
Why
not? This is the kicker. The reason why not is because they're sold individually.
Sometimes.
since they're sold individually sometimes, it's chashuv and it's not batal. That's what he says. Right?
So that raises a question. I didn't understand it.
So one second. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yoshua, that's the author of our Mishnah. Animals are sold sometimes individually. Not only six items in the world, according to Rabbi Akiva, seven items. Not only one item, like, you know, things that it's pianos, these rare things. No. Anything. Now, jelly beans are never sold like that. Things like some things are not sold like, I want one jelly bean. Nobody, but that's not sold like that. Right? So those items ain't a chanami. Those items are not going to be chashev, and it can be bittel by them. What about other chashev items, like pressed figs? Yeah, sometimes they're sold individually, not bottle. And if that's the case, then animals are also not bottle, because they're also sold individually sometimes. You get the question? And that's the author of our Mishnah. That's what our Mishnah said. One animal falls in with 10,000, you have to kill them all. Why? It's a suffix. Aye, bittel barov. No, there's no bittel by items that are sold individually.
I have a question.
Yeah.
These wheels that you created in the barrel.
Yeah.
Okay. The one wheel is about this high.
Yeah, I know.
Are they stacked? Or is it one long piece?
I'm not sure.
Because then
it can't be one long piece.
Huh?
It can't be one long piece.
It can be one spiral going down to the bottom.
No.
They're individual figs.
The individual figs that are pressed together. When they're pressed together,
it becomes one.
It becomes like a round cake.
Right.
Right.
A block.
Right.
And under that,
I guess there was a space. They did another one.
There's another one. Another. So you had a bunch of them. So now you have a bunch of these wheels,
right,
for lack of a better term,
right,
in the barrel.
Right.
So I'm not understanding why that it's not bottle or is bottle, being that there's a limited amount in that one wheel.
I know.
Wheel.
I have 50 barrels in the room.
Well, she's saying with.
And on one wheel, on the top, is truma somewhere.
Okay.
I know the bottom ones are not truma. So do they combine anyway? So the first version said, yes, they do. Okay, we have to go, if we wanted to do that, we'd figure out, like, why is that true? But okay, that's what he held. What about the bottom ones?
You can peel it off.
What?
You can peel the truma part.
But I know it's not a suffix.
I don't know where it is. You know which one is?
No, you know, the truma's on. No, you know that. You know that. The truma's
on the top.
Yes, that's the case. The truma's on the top somewhere. Where? I don't know. It's one of these 100 barrels. By the way, in every barrel, there's like seven or eight cakes, right? In every barrel, has 700 things here. So, if you look at it like that, that's the answer. If you look at it globally, it's batel barov.
Batel barov, right.
Right? If you look at it, each barrel, not so simple.
Right.
So, it's a machlokas. Right. What do you see? According to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even if there's 300 barrels, not batel. Why not? Because it's sold individually.
Not that you're an expert, but how are they usually sold? Like you said, how they sold? Someone buys 20 cakes or buys cakes?
I don't know.
I'm saying, do you sell it by the cake or you sell it by the part of the cake?
I have no idea.
So the note gives you the answer on that. It's like going to a store. Sometimes you can buy a piece of cake. I want that piece of cake, pound of that, or I want the whole cake. It's exactly what it's giving you as an example. Sometimes it's sold as the whole cake. Sometimes you take a piece off.
Right, which makes sense.
Which is exactly the Gemara.
Right.
Exactly the Gemara is what he's telling you.
Right. And nobody walks into a store, I want one sunflower seed. Can I have one seed? Nobody does that. Right? It's not sold by minion. It's sold by weight. Right? So that can become batel. Right?
Use the example of the cake.
Sometimes right, exactly.
Cake,
yeah, you walk into a bakery, I want the whole thing. No, I don't want the whole thing. I want a piece of cake, you know. A good piece, you know. That's what people do. I don't take the whole cake. Right? Having a lot of company. Right? So that's what people do. So those are chashev, and that can't be batel. Same thing, exactly the same thing. Right, okay, just have to finish the case. Darsa the eagle, if you pressed it into a cake, the any odeya be eze makom the eagle, and you don't even know where it is. So, Darsa ola tzvona ola droma, okay, you know it's in the northern part of the barrel, or the southern part of the barrel. Divyak kol yalu. Everybody holds it becomes batel now because it's really a suffix.
Right.
What do you see from here? That according to that last case, the reason why it's not batel is because it's sold individually. So too, animals which are sold individually never going to become batel, and that's why all 10,000 have to die. You can't. It's not batel barov. That's his answer. Ravashi Amar. Rashi gives a second answer. Afilu tema rabbanon. You could even say it's the Rabbanon who argon Rabbi Yeshua here, they call it Rabbi Eliezer, or somebody argues on Rabbi Yeshua and says, no, in the last case, it is batal. Rabbi Lechayim Chashivi, v'lo batli. Rabbi Lechayim, live things are chashiv, they're not batal. Is that a burial? No, not saying that. He's saying, it sounds like it's burial.
Yeah, it does.
What he's saying is, just like, it's not a sixth one, not one of the six, not taking a stand on this machlokas about things that are sold individually, but animals for sure are. Bali Chayim. Animals for sure are, and therefore it's not batal. Okay. Good? Now the Gemara asks a very difficult question. Says the Gemara, the Nimshach, right? Yeah. Correct. Well, we're going to get to that at the end of the day. Then once they're shechted, they're called nidchen. Okay, we're going to get to that. Okay. So now before we get to the Gemara's question, there's a pasuk in the Torah. It's three words of a pasuk. And from these three words, we have mountains and mountains of a halacha. And the three words are, achrei rabim lahatos. You go after the rov. Right? We learn three distinct things from that pasuk. Number one, you learn ruvo kukula, wherever that comes up, like by sitting shiva. Not sitting shiva, I'm sorry. Where do we say ruvo kukula? I don't know where that ever comes up. Rubo kukulo, such a shita. Then there's something called bitl barov, right? Bitl barov. And then there's holich acharov, right? So the Gemara already asked, well, bitl barov, right? Go after the rov. Let it be mevatel in the rov. We give an answer, we can't do that. Now the Gemara asks, the nimshach, let's separate, right? Does the nimshach mean separate? The nimshach, let's separate one of the animals, right? And then, havile kavua. Then it'll be kavua. Why is it kavua? It's not in a herd of 10,000 animals. I moved it over there. It's by itself now. I took it out of the herd. What are the odds that this animal is the problem? 1 in 10,000. I skipped. V'nimshach. Let's separate one. Separate one. Put one to the side. Shecht it. V'neima, and then we'll say like this. Called the parish, meruba parish. Anything that comes out of a rove is, we'll say it's part of the rove, and therefore it's from the 10,000 kosher ones, not the one that's not kosher. So like you can do that to each one. You check each one like that. Why not? Okay. Yeah. 1 second. Yeah. That's not the same question as let it be mevatel barov. We asked that question already. It's a new question. Even though the same question, this question is based on the same three words, achrei rabim lahato, same thing, but all the Rishonim explain, it's a different concept. It's a funny concept. It's the opposite concept. Learned out of the same pasuk. It's the opposite of bitl barov. I'm making the rove not batal. I'm taking it over there, shechting it, and then it came out of the rove, and therefore it's good, right? So the Gemara answers, you can't do that. Why? Nimshach? You want to move it over there? You want to move the animal to the other side of the room? Can't do that. Havile kavua. Then what do you have now? You have a kavua. V'chol kavua kimechsa amechsa dami. Any kavua is considered 50-50. Right? What's the makar of that? It's a fascinating makar. The Gemara learns out of a pasuk. It says like this. If a guy hates somebody, guy doesn't like somebody, the pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Devarim, V'chiyah ish soni l'reyehu, somebody hates somebody, I have to kill this guy, I can't stand him. V'arav lo, v'kama lov, and he goes on, and he waits in ambush, and he kills him. Right? Nefesh v'meith. Right? He kills him. So the Gemara says that, okay, you didn't like this guy, you hated him, you waited to kill him. What about if you saw a bunch of people standing there and you shot a bullet into the group? I don't know what you did that for, but you did it. So now what? Are you chayev misa?
What if you hit him, you're talking
about? Yeah, you killed somebody.
Anybody in the group.
You chayev misa? Yes.
I assume so.
What if someone guy were in the group and you're not chayav mitzvah if you kill a guy. Not right. Not saying you should do it, but you're not chayav mitzvah. So what if you what if this goyim over there? What if this goyim over there? Well, how many goyim are there? What if there's 9 goyim and 1 Jew?
It's rov goyim.
Right, it's rov goyim, right? So we say no. Each person there is an individual person, so it's like 50-50. So it's a 50-50, right? So don't play those odds because you're going to lose those odds, right? Because the odds are tilted against you, not in your favor, right? Or the opposite, 9 Jews and 1 goy, right? And you kill one of them, maybe you're putter. Why? Because 50-50, and it's a suffix if you had intentions to kill the Jew or the guy, so therefore you're putter. What do you see? Kol kavua is kibach samesa. It's a funny way to get that halacha out of that, but that's the makar of that halacha. Right? It comes up with 10 stores. Each store, you have 10 stores on the avenue, 9 of them are kosher, 1 of them is not kosher. You find a piece of meat in someone on the avenue somewhere, nicely wrapped in an anonymous bag. Can you eat that piece of meat? Well, 9 stores are kosher, right? Rove kosher. The answer is no, you cannot. Why? Because since each store has a separate address, and they're all kavua, it's considered mechzal mechzal.
Well, the example of the Gemara is from a piece of meat from the marketplace that you were allowed.
The Gemara gives that's not the makar. The makar is the case of the murder. That's the makar. With the application, nobody doesn't come up by murdering people. When does it come up? It comes up with, it comes up with a piece of meat. I found a piece of meat on the floor. That's where it comes up.
Why is that kavua? But then they just call
it each store is kavua.
It's not funny. You're not in the store. You find it on the street.
Oh, so the case is you walk into one of the stores, you don't remember which store you walked into.
Yeah.
Maybe I walked into the trade for and I was so preoccupied. I didn't know what I was doing. I walked in and he gave me a piece of meat. Okay, right. Find it on the floor, then we say with the roof. You're right. Fair enough.
You say called the parish.
Called the parish, right.
How do you define whether this animal is kavua or parish in this case?
What?
How do you define
this animal? So they're all in the herd together. They're all kavua.
Same thing as having all the meat together in one pot.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Then we say if you have meat, the multi hundreds are right. Someone threw some trace meat into the shalom pot. So what do we say? It's bottle. If it's more
individually outside, it's not bottle.
More 60 times as much. A little tiny piece fell in a big fat shalom. It's bottle. We say that. Why don't we say bottle over here? Because animals are different. Or because it's right, because
it's separate.
No. In the general case, in the Mishnah. How come all animals, why don't we say bottle? Because either say animals are different, or because it was sold individually, so it's also different. Right? Now, I moved one animal across the street. So now it's by itself. Right. So why don't we say called the parish, Ruba parish, right? Okay. So why don't we say that? And the answer is, we're going to get to the answer in a second, but before we get to that answer, what? Right. Very, very good. One second. Yeah, it's all this Lamdisha, Tosas has a whole discussion how you can learn out Kol Deparish from the din of Bittul Barov. They're opposite things. Learning, like I said before, the opposite halachas being learned out of the same pasuk. Okay. Anyway, now the Gemara says, Ella, how about this? Nichvashinhu, why don't we say it like this? Nichvashinhu denaidi, right? Venema, what does Nichvashinhu denaidi mean? Move it a little bit?
Force the herd to move.
Venema called the parish, Ruba parish. Right? What's the difference between that and the first case?
Yeah.
What?
The only difference is that they're...
Exactly, you're separating
it. To move.
What?
The only difference is that you're pushing it all in one herd.
Yeah. The difference is one is them doing it by themselves.
Yeah, but
then
you
separate. First case here, it's kavua, and you're doing it. So therefore, the second case, it's not...
Exactly. So, Amar Rava, Gzeira, Shema, Yavo, Asar, Kahanim, Bebasachas, Veyakrivu. No, the Gzeira is Gzeira, Shema, Yavo, Yud, Kahanim, Bebasachas, Veyakrivu. 10 Kahanim are going to come at one time. 10 Kahanim are going to come at one time. And what are they going to do? They're going to shecht 10 of the animals. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean? What's the chashash over here? Then we're afraid the puzzle, at some point the puzzle's in there. So what's the question? If you keep on doing this,
yeah.
If you keep on doing this, you can end up doing an Aveira. Why? Because you're going to bring a puzzle animal as a carbon. Right? Does that answer make sense?
No.
Does that answer make sense?
No.
This is Gzeira, Shema Yevo, Yudkahan, Vazachas, V'yakrivu?
No. Not the way we're learning it anymore. Because it could be in the first one. It could be in a group of 10. It could be in the last group of 100. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. The Torah HaKodesh asks, one second, once you do that, if you take 10 animals and you shech them, then what's the shaila now? Maybe one of the 10 was not kosher?
It's the same thing as the 10 pieces of meat you pull out. The one hot dog and the 9 ones.
Right.
You pull out, as long as you're pulling out one
right.
at a time, you're fine.
Right.
What happens if you eat number 10?
Right, right. So fair enough. But the Torah HaKodesh asks, one second. The whole reason why we didn't say Bidl Barov was because animals can't become batal.
Right.
Now that I have, all I have is Dam over here, or Imurin, why don't I say Bidl now? Ain't a chenami, I shouldn't have done that. But once I did it, it was not batal. There's no reason not to be batal. So the treif is batal in the rove. The whole reason we didn't say it was because you can't say it by live animals. Now they're dead. It's an interesting question, right? Right? Because that's the Gemara's answer. What's Megisa Asira? Right? Rashi says, Klomar, levado, took each one like that, and every time the animal moves half a foot away, it's out of the rove now it's okay. Vishachtan Vikibal Daman, and now you shechted it and you got the blood, Bemegis. Bechazaka shehu kasher, chozinu mitztarfen hashchut and liyos rov v'lei asar. What does that mean? Right? Yeah. That's exactly the answer. Once you shech the animals, you have all the blood together. It's back into a rove. It's not parish anymore, and it's all one thing, and therefore it's a problem. Does that make sense?
No.
Does that make sense? What does the article say? How do you answer that question? The answer over here of Megisa Asira. El Meata Megisa Asira. Right, Rava's suggestion was, if you take 10 animals and you shech them all together, then
it'll take care of the rove.
No, only the Rabbanon, Lava El Meata, Megisa Asira. What does Megisa Asira mean? I know it's a question. It's a question knocking his other suggestion. Right, what's the question? How can you say? How can you say it's usher
in the bowl?
So it doesn't become no.
Once the 10 animals have moved from the set places, have been taken individually and slaughtered, their bloods received in separate bowls, each has already been established as being a valid carbon.
Okay.
Because each was presumed to have been separated from the majority. How then do they suddenly become hustle when 10 Kohanim take the bowls and simultaneously apply all the bloods in the
Exactly. So that question is the same question. All right, so the more answers. Maybe it'll happen at one time. If it happens at what? Yeah, then there's no individual bull. And therefore, it's never going to become batal. So Gemara says, is that even possible? How to take kahanim at the same time? It's not possible. Right?
With the hafto example,
yeah.
10 people at the same time, each one grabs one from the bowl and eats it. Is that okay? 10 people, 10 haftos. One of them is not kosher.
It's a very complicated question. Minat Mikra Din, one person can eat all three. Minat Ikra Din, one halfdok falls into two. Minat Ikra, a tray falls into two kosher, Bittel Barov. Mikra Din, you can eat all three. We don't do that for various reasons. We take one away. What if it happens? It's a very complicated question. Very complicated question. But yes, in theory, yes. So, the Gemara answers, Mishum Shema Yavo Asar Kahana Batzachas, Viyikhu, 10 Kahana could come at the same time and take it. Asar Kahana Batzachas, Imi Esher, is that even possible? Right? How could you be exactly at the exact same moment? So Gemara says, you're right, El Amar Rava, Mishum Kavua. It's a Gzeira, Mishum Kavua. If we allow you to do this, he might allow you to do it even when it's Kavua. Okay. What else? Okay. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says a new thing. Hashad Amar Rabbanan. Lo Nakriv. Now that the Rabbanan said not to be Makriv it, don't Makriv all 10,000, right? Eat Kariv Lo Maratze. What if you were Makriv it? What if you were Makriv one of them? So, come on. The chances are it's so 1 in 10,000. I'll take my chance. I don't want to buy another one. I'll Makriv it. Says Rava, it doesn't work. You don't get Ritu, you don't get satisfaction, you don't get a check mark. Doesn't work. Right? Okay. The Rishash says that even if you shecht all 10,000, so I for sure, right?
You for sure hit
the one, it doesn't count, doesn't make a difference. It still doesn't count. If you're a Huna Bar of Yehuda L'Rava, 1 second, is that true? You don't get it doesn't count? Chatos shenis arva ba'ola, a chatos bird that got mixed up with an ola bird. Think you got finished with the birds? A chatos bird got mixed up with an ola bird. Ba'ola shenis arva b'chatos, or an ola bird that got mixed up with a chatos. Afilu achas biribui, even 1 in 10,000, yamusu kulam, they all have to die. B'medav amurim, when is that true? B'kohen nimlach. That's where the kohen asked the owners. Oh my goodness, you brought a chatas, you brought an ola, oh, I mixed it up. Aval, the kohen she'ein nimlach, but if the kohen didn't ask, and just did whatever he wanted, so, ason lamaila, mechza kasher, mechza kapasel. If you put all of them on top, so all the olas are good, all the chatases are no good. Ason lamata, mechza kasher, mechza kapasel. If you did it the other way around, put them all below, so all the chatases are good. And all the olas are not good. Achas lamata v'achas lamayla. There's only two. He put one above and one below. We say shneim psulos. They're both no good. Why are they both no good? Shani omer chatas akreva lamayla v'ola akreva lamata. He mixed them up. Right? Both no good. What do you see from here? Right? If the kohen came and said, "What do I do here? What do I do here? I have 10 birds here. Who are these 10? What's with these 10? We're not going to tell them, listen, we don't know. Everyone got mixed up. Everybody went home. Put all 10 above. At least half of them will work. Oh, put all 10 below. Half of them will work. We don't say that. What do we tell them? We don't want to tell them. But if he does it on his own, half work. So how could it be that if I go goes and takes one of the 10,000 animals and chefs, it doesn't work? It does work. Bachuk works. So what's the difference? You hear the question? You hear the Gemara's question? How come by the case of the kohen with the birds, half of it works? Why, by the way, if you could figure out a way for them to all work, they would all work. We can't figure out a way to do it. At least we get half. Do half on one above or half below, half you'll get. Sorry, do all above and all below, half you'll get. If we could figure out a way to get all of them, we'll do that too. We can't figure out a way. Half work. So how come over here by the car, a guy takes an animal, one of 10,000, it doesn't work. Why not? Why doesn't it work? He said, they don't get you credit. No credit. But here, the women get these credit for the birds. Right? Half of them get credit. Why? What's the difference? Big difference. The difference is, this animal is alive. And those animals are dead. Right? Ella, ha, Amish is talking about Commander Omar, the Balei Chayim, Nidchin. Once it's alive, Balei Chayim, Nidchin. Our Mishnah says like this. Once you have 10,000 animals, that cannot be brought as a carbon, they can never be brought. Why? They nidcha. They're pushed off. They can't be brought. How could you bring one now? You can't bring one now.
It's Zrika, that's macabre.
I know. Yes. So you can be, in order to get the zvicha, you have to shecht it. You can't do it. It's pushed off. It's not a valid carbon. It's like shechting this chair. No such thing.
Same thing with the bird. You got it from Malik in order to sprinkle the blood.
But that Mishnah in Kenan that said, put them all on top, all below, ha, kimanda amar, balei chayim, ein nitchen. A balei chay is not nitchen. It doesn't get pushed off. What kind of sheet is that? Well, that's what we're going to get to tomorrow. Right? We're going to stop here. We'll stop here. And then tomorrow, we'll continue with this. That's the difference. Over there, balei chayim were not nitchen. So, what do you have? The kohen does forgot it, he doesn't know what he's doing. All right, he does them all on the same level. Half you'll win, half you'll get. Here, balei chayim are nitchen, nothing you can do. Therefore, all 10,000, you can't even, oh, I'll bring one anyway. No option. All right?
That's right.